Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out when you get a chance to and use them to your advantage. They will help you. Both of them will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Smallbusinessadvocate.com is chock full of lots of resources for your small business, for the things that you're working on, lots of different things separated in various categories, articles, archives of past shows that we've done. The newsletter is there. You can subscribe to it. The blog is there. You can subscribe to it as well. AskJim.biz is our knowledge base. That's what you, where you can go to get questions answered now, and I hope you'll check those out. I'm excited about Mary Contando being back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. She's a good friend of ours and a member of our Brain Trust. Mary is the president of WomenBusinessOwner.com. She's the author of The Woman's Advantage, which is a book and a workbook. And as you can tell, she's an expert in women business issues, and she helps them put their best foot forward and have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And she's here to talk to us about that today. Mary, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. It's always great to chat with you and your audience.
It's good to have you back, as always. What's the news? What's the latest issue that you see out there for women business owners? What's the most compelling thing that women seem to be working on that's kind of unique for them?
Well, you know, Jim, studies show that the biggest challenge women have, or one of the biggest challenges that women have, is the lack of mentorship or the lack of direct advisors in business. And, oh, sure, you can always pay a consultant to do that. That's not really what I'm talking about. I'm talking about women being able to gain access to other successful women and how they can do that. So, you know, that's kind of my mission in life is to connect women and help them share information with each other.
Some people might think that would be counterintuitive. Isn't there a sisterhood?
Well, there is, and women really do. They're very generous in sharing their time and energy and ideas with each other. The challenges are if you are running a significant size business, you've really got a limited amount of time to do that, to spend sharing your time and information one-on-one with other women. And that's where the real value comes from, is from learning from other people, and specifically women, because although business people in general, of course, have got a lot of the same challenges and issues, women who own businesses really have a really separate set of concerns that they have to deal with. You know, there's all the family kinds of things. There's all the issues around their business. There's all the issues around how am I going to be perceived as a woman in business. So it's kind of overlaid. There's kind of like different sets of issues that are overlaid on each other that business owners have.
Is it also possible, Mary, that since women business ownership is really kind of in terms of being having any kind of critical mass, is really only about maybe 20, 30 years old? Would you agree with that?
That really is very true.
Obviously we had the Mary Kay, we had Lillian Vernon, we had et cetera. But critical mass, where we have the kind of numbers we have, it's only been in the last 20, 30 years. So is it possible that, and of course we've had centuries, we've had millennia of men doing this, is it possible that the brotherhood is just more developed in terms of the mentoring issue than the sisterhood is? Is that possible?
I think that's a really interesting thought. I mean, if you really track it back, the women's in business market started to explode back in the early 90s, you know, kind of with the first the first rounds of corporate layoffs at a mass scale when women were
it really happened in the 70s. The first ones,
But this issue I'm talking about really picked up in the early 90s when a lot of the major corporations that required brain power rather than brawn power started layoffs, and that's when a lot of women had the opportunity. They were kind of pushed out of that corporate business world and thought, I could do this for myself and make a lot more money, be a lot happier, blah blah blah.
Yeah, I think you're right. Well, the trick is, and that's what you work on all the time, is to get women to realize that you guys have got a ways to go. You need to ramp up and beef up and get, add more structure and more intention to the mentoring part. Don't we?
That's right.
To the mentoring element of, in other words, part of your job as a business, as a successful business person, ladies, is to help other women be successful.
Right, and I think women understand that, and they want to do that. What they lack sometimes are the vehicles to do that. So how can you make it easy for women to share that kind of information without me having to think, oh, it's Tuesday afternoon at 3 o'clock, let me stop and help women run their business.
You've got to have the venues have to be there for you to meet these people.
Precisely. Yeah.
Which is what some of the women's organizations I know that you're a member of, and that others that we've talked with on the show, NABO and Women Presidents Organization, WPO, and WIP, and a number of others that I know you're part of, and your own work, the work that you do. And you know, I think Chambers of Commerce could contribute a lot to this too, don't you, Mary?
Well, you know, I think they have really started to understand the value of, and I shouldn't say started, it's probably been going on for over 10 years now, to understand the value of women business owners. I know our chamber, our local chamber here, we have a quarterly luncheon that brings out maybe 300 women that is, you know, the women's business luncheon.
Right.
And different chambers around the country, I know as I speak to groups around the country, different chambers will bring me in as a keynote speaker for day-long sessions.
Right. Mary, stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with Mary Cantando. She has a calendar out for ladies. And I want to come back. We come back. I want to get her to tell us a little bit about that and maybe talk to us about some of the quotes that are on that calendar. And we'll do that right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Back is 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Having a great visit with our good friend Mary Cantando, C-A-N-T-A-N-D-O is the name, how you spell her name. And the book is called The Woman's Advantage. There also is a workbook. Now, Mary, tell us where we can get the book, and is the workbook available at the same place?
Well, the only place that the workbook is available is when I speak and through my website. So you can get it at womansadvantage.biz.
Okay. And that's woman's, and that's singular, W-O-M-A-N-S,
that's right.
advantage.biz. And
that's
the workbook is there. Also, the book's there. Where is the book available other places?
The book is available any place. I mean, any online bookstores or, you know, Barnes & Noble, Borders, any of those stores, that's available.
All right, so check that out. Mary, you also have a calendar. Tell us about the calendar.
Well, I'm really excited about this, Jim. This is the latest in my Woman's Advantage product line, so it's going to be called the Woman's Advantage Page a Day Calendar. And what I did was I worked through all the national women's organizations that you mentioned earlier, NABO and WPO and WIP, and they sent out my request to their members to have them submit to me words of wisdom from women business owners for women business owners. So I've developed, and it goes into publication.
So it's sort of virtual mentoring.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So every day, basically, you will tear off a page, and you will learn the best that that particular woman has to give, because she was able to concisely put her thoughts into 20 words or less. You know, what's the best advice
now,
you can
Mary,
give women?
Now, Mary, how did you? Now that was the trick.
We had to edit them down.
Mary, you knew I wasn't going to let you get away with that, didn't you?
I did have some really lengthy ones, but you know, you're familiar with the page a day calendar, so there's a limited amount of real estate on that.
Of course.
So we had to edit some of them down. But each calendar page has this advice from a woman, and then it also has the woman's name and her business name and her website. So if you think something's particularly interesting, you can go and check out the woman's website and see what her business is all about. So I got quotes from women across the country, Canada. So I'm really excited about it.
Probably some of them, if they're members of these organizations, probably some people that my audience knows, other women who are in my brain trust.
Oh, I'm sure. You know, Marcia Firestone, who is the president and founder of WPO, is, I know, a good friend of yours. And
right, probably Terry Neese and...
Sure. Yes. Terry and Barbara and then
Barbara.
People like Lisa Hickey, who is the current national president of NABO.
What are some of the things that these ladies said? I can't wait to hear their advice in 20 words.
Well, let me tell you, I did actually was hoping you'd ask that question, and I pulled a few of my favorites out to read to you. So let me just give you one or two here first. And this is one of my favorites. I was interviewing a woman on the phone for another magazine article I was writing, and she just said this, and I said, oh, my God. I said, I've got to put that in my calendar. She said, you can make excuses or you can make money, but you absolutely can't make both.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
And you didn't have to edit that one, I bet, either, did you?
That is exactly the way it came out. I was like, okay, that's going to be in the calendar. You can make excuses or you can make money, but you absolutely can't make both. And to me, that's one of the things that's the difference between successful and non-successful business owners, I think. You know, it's like you want to just get it done or you want to tell me why you can't get it done.
Right, exactly.
So I thought that was great. Now, here's another one. I like this one, too. See what you think of this. In pole vaulting and in business, your goal is to get over the bar, not to set it so high that you always fail.
Hmm.
Isn't that
great?
Very
interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, and let me give you one more here. That is, in hiring, remember that an empty house is better than a bad tenant.
Yeah, that's a good point. Because boy, those are good.
Yeah, this is an example of the kind of quote stuff I got. That's what
almost,
I'm saying. It's like every
that's
day.
Almost, that last was almost Confucian. that's almost come from like from Yi Chi or something. You know, that's pretty good. And it's true. It's so true about the hiring thing. I mean, you're almost better off hiring the wrong person is worse than not having the right person.
Absolutely. Oh, there's nothing worse
than
not having to
anybody,
deal with a bad hire.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
It can be a nightmare. That's a good one. And the bar thing, you know, that's the setting the bar. That's the trick, isn't it? So setting it high enough so that you reach your goal, but not so high that you set yourself up for failure.
Oh, that's right. And so many people do that. They put out these outrageous goals, and that doesn't mean you shouldn't have a stretch goal and your goals shouldn't, you know, exceed what you really think. But, you know, they put out these outrageous goals, and then they're constantly feeling discouraged because they don't make them.
Can they get the calendar at your website?
That is, yes, you could actually go online and order the calendar, and you can go on and submit your quote for next year my website.
Good for you, Mary, for making that available. That's womanadvantage.com. Thank you for being here, Mary. We'll see you next time.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Quick break. Right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.